morning. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. advisory on Tropical Storm Fay. Fay made landfall earlier this morning on the southwest coast of Florida near Cape Romano. Interestingly, has not lost any intensity whatsoever while moving northeastward at about 10 miles an hour into the central Florida peninsula. At the present time, it's located very near Lake Okeechobee and should pass just to the north of the lake over the afternoon hours. The track afterwards continues on the north-northeast to northeast trajectory, should come offshore somewhere in the vicinity of Cocoa Beach, Cape Canaveral this evening, and then travel along the coast on the Atlantic side, and then perhaps come back to the west later in the week for another landfall, either in Florida or Georgia. In the short term, the main effects are the continued very heavy rain and isolated tornadoes, and of course the tropical storm force winds. A rainfall of 5 to 10 inches with isolated amounts of 15 inches are possible along and to the northeast of the track of Fay as she continues to move across the Florida peninsula. Tropical storm warnings are no longer in effect now on the west coast of Florida, but continue in effect on the east coast of Florida northward to Flagler Beach. From Flagler Beach to Fernandina Beach, the tropical storm watch is in effect. Again, this is Bill Reed with the 11 o'clock advisory from the National Hurricane Center.